The teen brain is definitely different from the adult brain, but not defective, according to Dr. Jay Geed of the National Institute of Mental Health. Speaking at a lecture in the 2002 Medicine for the Public lecture series, Dr. Geed says it's more valid to think of the teen brain as developing and not defective. Although there are undeniable differences in the way the teens and adults process emotions, assess risk, and make decisions. In defense of teens, he adds,
time and time again, when surveys are done, people consistently rank teens as doing worse and behaving worse than they actually are. But that I think the most critical thing is that even though teens may have quite a wide range of behaviors, it's so important to not miss true mental illness in teens, such as depression or manic depressive illness or schizophrenia, because most of these illnesses are very treatable and often they're overlooked and passed off as normal teen behavior. And as a parent, it can be very difficult to tell what's normal behavior and what's a psychiatric illness, and when in doubt, to seek the help of a professional.
This is Calvin Jackson, the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.